The rest of the story. A breathless messenger stood at the door. He had come on foot since there was no telephone in the house. The message was, hurry to the dock. You must leave the country immediately. Sophie's heart pounded. Only days previous, her father had been arrested and tried, sentenced to die. Had he broken out of jail? Or was the nation's new military regime now preparing to imprison the entire family? Whatever the case, time was running out. Sophie and her mother and three sisters darted about the house. They snatched up the few belongings they could take with them, burning the papers they dared not leave behind. Sophie was last out the door. She turned and stood there for a moment, the fleeting images of happier times dancing before her eyes. Their home on the Greek island of Corfu was no palace. It had no electricity, no indoor plumbing. Sophie's baby brother had been born on a kitchen table, and yes, she and her family had been happy in that house. Happy and naive, as when the leader of this recent revolution had promised that Greece's royal family would not be harmed, would even be permitted to continue living in their little villa on Corfu. Yet a mere month later, the prince, Sophie's father, was arrested, dragged to Athens, tried in the Chamber of Deputies. The jury had made up its mind long before the trial had commenced that he, the prince, was to be shot. And accordingly, summarily, the verdict was handed down. But this is the rest of the story. The prince and princess and their children had an ally, somebody outside the country, who, upon learning of the royal family's predicament, began plotting their escape. A rescue vessel was dispatched to the Ionian Sea. The prince was sprung from jail. The princess and four daughters and 18 months old son were rushed to the dock, the little boy bundled in an orange crate. Once reunited, the family was taken out to the cruiser Calypso, which by then was anchored offshore. And thus, under cover of night, did they flee the wrath of Greece's new dictatorship. Prince Andrew and Princess Alice and their children found their way to Paris, where penniless, they became dependent on the kindness of relatives and friends. Not surprisingly, the family soon fell apart. Andrew gambled away what little cash he could get his hands on. Alice suffered a nervous breakdown and was committed to an asylum in Switzerland. Their four daughters found their way to Germany and married wealthy future Nazis. One of the husbands actually became an SS colonel on the staff of Heinrich Himmler himself. Sophie even named her firstborn son Karl Adolf, after guess who? And the littlest refugee, Prince Andrew's tiny baby boy. Well, he's the most intriguing part of all of this because, you see, as the ally who rescued him could never have imagined, that little boy one day would become his own son-in-law. For once upon an escape from the island of Corfu, an 18-month-old child, bundled in an orange crate, boarded a British warship and sailed to safety, thanks to the prompt intervention of England's King George V, the father of today's Queen Elizabeth. Of course, the baby Elizabeth's father saved from his homeland's strife, the baby boy born on a kitchen table and smuggled off the island in an orange crate, an island in the Ionian Sea, that baby you know as Prince Philip. Only now you know the rest of the story.